A face pressed close to hers, long black hair, and tangled beard, and rotten teeth.
"Don't look,"
a thick voice snarled at her. I, Arya sobbed. The old man shook her so hard, her teeth rattled.
"Shut your mouth and close your eyes, boy."
Dimly, as if from far away, she heard a noise. A soft, sighing sound, as if a million people had let out their breath at once. The old man's fingers dug into her arm, stiff as iron.
"Look at me. Yes, that's the way of it. At me."
Sour wine perfumed his breath.
"Remember, boy."
It was the smell that did it. Arya saw the matted, greasy hair, the patched, dusty black cloak that covered his twisted shoulders, the hard black eyes squinting at her, and she remembered the black brother who had come to visit her father.
"Know me now, do you? There's a bright boy."
He spat.
"They are done here. You'll be coming with me. And you'll be keeping your mouth shut."
When she started to reply, he shook her again, even harder.
"Shut, I said.